check, 1, 2.
This is the Mike and Cam Football Podcast.
That it is, and this is going to be the introductory episode here. I'm going to be, I guess, the host, and this is my co-host, or vice versa, either or, whichever way you look at it. But this is Michael.
Hey.
He's here, and he exists.
I'm here.
So this is going to be us talking about football. Neither of us know everything, but we know enough. And we're going to go through and we're going to kind of, in this episode, highlight the divisions throughout the league and kind of pick out winners within them. We've kind of discovered that there's too much off-season news to kind of go over everything here.
Way
so
too much drama.
We're not going to cover all that because training camp's pretty much almost done now. Preseason starts next week. Actually, this weekend, preseason starts.
Yeah, I believe so.
Sunday. So, yeah, there's too much injury and trouble to...
The scrimmages started today, though.
Go over everything.
Some of the teams.
With the Browns versus college teams. But anyway, so we're going to go over the divisions as of right now, just before preseason starts, and kind of pick out our winners with any injury and trouble, suspensions, trades, all that, and the differences between the teams. We're going to go through these divisions and pick out, you know, I'm not going to say clear winners because in some of these divisions there are not clear winners, but we have to choose one. That's our job, to choose a winner for each division. So I guess let's go right into it here. With the AFC East, and to introduce who we are, I, Cameron, am a Buffalo Bills fan. So I'm the best type of fan that there is, and Mike is a Dolphins fan.
I am.
Which is of lesser quality.
But whatever.
Anyway, we're going to go into, we'll start off with the AFC East. I'm just looking at a listing of the divisions, and that's the first one here, and it's ironically our team's division. But we both pretty much kind of agree. We both made quite a leap in this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had obtained a very expensive player on your defensive line, Ndamukong Suh, and we've made all sorts of moves.
The team's all new, pretty much, except for your defense.
Yeah, we got a lot of offensive weapons, I guess. We got LeSean McCoy, Percy Harvin. We got Charles Clay from you guys.
Yeah.
And Richie Incognito.
Whatever. From us, too, sort of.
Also, kind of, yeah. But we still both essentially agree that we will falter in the division to none other than the New England Patriots.
It's hard to say, but
I mean,
it hurts.
It could be anyone's game. The Jets have improved quite a bit, too. But now, with Sheldon Richardson getting into all the hoopla that he's getting wrapped up into, I don't think that... I think that was kind of too much of a hit to kind of put them up to the rankings.
Oh, yeah, and the Jets, they've been going through a lot of changes and stuff with, like, their coaches and some of their players and whatnot. I don't see them being organized enough.
Coordinators and everything. Because everything that they've been working with has now made its way to Buffalo with Rex. So they kind of had to start from scratch, whereas... We're starting from scratch with our coaching staff as well, but it's still all the people he's been working with. So there's going to be some coherence between him and them, not necessarily with the players, though. But anyway, I don't really want to discuss this anymore, but yes, the Patriots will probably still end up beating us despite, I mean, I don't think Tom Brady's suspension is really finalized yet. I mean,
have they even did a hearing or anything on that?
They did the hearing, but he's taken it to federal court.
It's
to the point where I really don't even care anymore.
No, it's just all over the place.
I hate the Patriots, and you hate the Patriots as well, but I feel as though that at this point, deflation of balls is really unimportant to me.
Yeah.
They would have beat Indianapolis either way. They ran all over them.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird, though. Sure. I did hear a weird stat that somebody had mentioned to me, though. I didn't discuss this with you before, but a few years back when they had introduced that teams can bring in their own balls and use their own balls, the Patriots' fumble rate had dropped to about half of every other team.
Really?
Yeah, which is really weird to me. Because, like, every other team was fumbling about one every 40 touches, and Patriots were fumbling one every 75, I think it was, or something like that, which is a little strange. But still, like, in the rule book, or I guess in, you know, the fine book, if that's a thing, deflated balls or altered balls just warrants a $25,000 fine. So at this point, I really don't care that much anymore. But it's kind of this whole cover-up thing, typical Patriots stuff, so everyone's, you know, all over it, but
It makes you wonder also, how long have they actually been doing this for?
Because they've done other stuff, too.
I highly doubt this is the only game that they've done the deflated ball.
Yeah, and I feel like when he destroyed the phone, it kind of made me like think, hey, was there other stuff that they don't know
about? Oh, yeah. There but definitely is.
I don't want to dwell on this too much.
No.
Get back to the divisions here. So, yeah, Patriots, AFC East, we both agree on it.
Yep.
And to clarify, we're both going to pick our own individual winners. We're not going to both come to an agreement.
Yeah, we have our own lists. We haven't discussed them beforehand or anything like that.
Unless they all coexist and we just agree all the way through, which I don't think that'll be the case.
No. We don't agree with anything.
Going forward, the AFC North. To clarify, AFC East was Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. We kind of discussed all the teams.
Yeah.
AFC North is Baltimore, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Steelers. Now, who did you pick?
Baltimore.
You picked Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You're kind of high on Baltimore. They have a pretty strong defense.
They do. They have, I mean, they got I think Flacco. They're pretty much stacked.
You got Flacco. He's always, he's never missed a game.
Suggs.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with
it's a solid team. I went with the Steelers. They took a lot of loss on the defense, but you still got one of the best trios in the league with Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, Bell is just ridiculous.
And Antonio Brown, leading receiver last year as well. So that three punch, I still see them scoring 35 points a game. Their defense is really going to have to keep the other team from doing the same, but I still see them taking this out. The Baltimore is very good in the postseason. But it's a matter of beating the Steelers to that postseason.
See, no, I think that they were really good in because they did make it to the playoffs, did they not?
Yeah, they made it.
Yeah, and I
and
think
then
they did
beat the Steelers at home. Yeah,
I think Steelers. The first game that they played against the Steelers last year, they just crushed them completely.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. But yeah, I still think I still see the Steelers doing it. They have a very talented cast there, and I feel they're only going to progress. And I feel right now, despite Ben being kind of old, he's in his prime.
Yeah, you know, to a I degree. Don't know. We'll see.
To a degree. So there's a first, right as we said.
I almost feel like the whole like pocket quarterback thing is becoming obsolete.
Really?
I think it's the opposite. A lot of teams are kind of focusing on the run, like the mobile quarterbacks.
Defenses, I feel like, are really because I mean, if you look at it last year, aside from Russell Wilson making it to the postseason and then it's the Super Bowl. Can you name another mobile quarterback that really succeeded, though?
Tannehill.
He's kind of mobile, I guess. He's not. I wouldn't consider him a mobile quarterback. Like when I'm thinking mobile quarterbacks, you're thinking
like completely mobile, like
like Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick. You know, I guess Vic, but he didn't get anything done last year. You know, I mean Andrew Luck.
Cam.
Yeah. Cam. I can't believe I forgot that. I mean, you got the people who can be mobile, which Aaron Rodgers is one of those. He's a pocket passer,
I don't know.
When he's got to run, he can run.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck can move on his feet too. But Tannehill,
he was very mobile last season. Honestly.
I wouldn't say mobile. What I like about him is that it's like a mixture between mobile and pocket, is he can move out of the pocket and still be accurate with his throws and make the right decisions outside the pocket. And it's mobile to a degree, but it's not mobile as in he's going to become a running back.
Yeah.
You know, he does that too, though. But I don't think as much as other quarterbacks. But when you think about that, though, like I feel as though it's going back more into the pocket passer because you saw the Andrew Lucks and the Aaron Rodgers and all of that succeeding more than the mobile QBs. Although, you know, Colin Kaepernick had an awesome 90-yard run at the end of the season last year. But anyway.
I forgot about that.
AFC North, Mike picks Baltimore. I pick the Steelers. That's just how it works, you know. Like we said, we disagree. AFC South, going into it, Houston taking a major loss in the loss of Arian Foster.
Yeah, that was a big.
I pretty much feel like
that was a big shot to them.
I feel like they don't even have a chance now, to be honest with you.
You don't think so?
Not really. Who they got throwing the ball? Is it Brian Hoyer? Is it Ryan Mallett? Who are they going with?
Yeah.
I mean, they lost Andre Johnson to the ball too, and then they lost Arian Foster. They got Watt. Watt had a great.
Watt is that team.
Watt had a stellar year last year, statistically, or the year before, rather, statistically.
No, he still had a good year last year.
No, what I'm getting at, though, is 2 years ago, he had a stellar, crazy year, really.
Yeah.
And they still ended up with two wins, though. It can't be all Watt, really. So, anyway, who did you pick for the AFC South? By the way, the AFC South is the Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Tennessee Titans.
Well, I already know who you picked.
I'm pretty high on the Colts, yeah.
But I did go with the Texans, honestly.
You really did?
Yes.
Even with the loss of Aaron Foster? Really? Okay. That's interesting. Let me just paint you a quick picture. I've done this a little bit here. Let's go to Indianapolis. We got Andrew Luck, one of my favorite quarterbacks, growing quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the league. And now he's got the Andre Johnson coming from Houston over. And he's, I guess, been looking great. Like, he's got 5 years left in him in this this training camp. So he's got Andre Johnson to throw the ball to. Not to mention, he's already had T.Y. Hilton and Kobe Fleener. I mean, he had Nix. Nix has gone to Tennessee now, too. But he had these kind of mediocre casts before, and he was still making it to the postseason. Now you throw in Andre Johnson. They drafted your boy from the U.
Yeah,
Philip Dorsett. I think he's going to have a stellar year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's going to kill it. And then they bring in Frank Gore to serve as a distraction so that it's not going to be a one-sided.
I feel like Gore is kind of getting up there in age. I don't know. He has still a little gas left in him.
You got to keep in mind, though, last year they had, who was it, Trent Richardson?
Yeah.
They had Trent Richardson. So pretty much everyone's like, okay, we're going to focus on Luck here because Trent's not going to do anything. So now they got somebody to provide a two-sided story to their offense.
Yeah.
Still lacking on the defensive side of the ball, though. But I still see him taking it out. I mean, you're competing against Houston. Like I said, I think Aaron Foster is way too big of a hit to even compete with Indy. But then you got Jacksonville and Tennessee. I don't think they're going to be providing any type of a struggle for the other two teams.
No.
Really. I mean, Tennessee, they got Mariota. They got
Who knows how decent, he's going to be in the NFL. Like,
they got decent receivers. Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter, things like that. Jacksonville is still just a complete mess in my eyes. Blows me away. As a Bills fan, they bring in Marone.
I feel so bad for Audric.
Marone just walks out. Jacksonville says, yeah, let's grab him as the offensive line coach because the Bills had one of the worst offensive lines last year, and that's what he specializes in. Complete, I don't comprehend it. And then they bring in my eyes, one of the major issues from the Jets, which was Idzik managing that team and giving complete trash players to the team. Then they bring in him as an advisor or something weird. I don't comprehend it all, but I don't see them going. I like Bortles. I like Blake Bortles. I like Marquise Lee, but I don't
think he's going to have a good future in the NFL.
Just whenever he gets traded. Because I don't see Jacksonville becoming relevant anytime soon, really. So that's the AFC South. Mike picks Houston, and I pick Indianapolis. It goes like that. Going into the AFC West, we have the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, the Oakland Raiders, and the Chargers. Who did you pick for this division here?
KC.
You picked Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I was torn between that and the Chargers, but I had to pick the Chargers. They got Stevie Johnson, and I guess he's been looking remarkable, and I always got to kind of hope for him.
Yeah.
And he's Buffalo boy. He was always good to us.
He's got a place in your heart.
Yeah. So, I really love Phillip Rivers. The guy has 8 kids, if you didn't know that.
Oh, man.
I think he's got his 8th one on the way. Anyway. 7. So, but either way. I like him a lot. He looks phenomenal. I know you got a weird taste for him because last year you guys completely shut them out.
Oh, yeah. We destroyed them.
I was blown away by that game. But
I'm so happy.
Phillip Rivers is still incredibly accurate. He's really he progresses through his reads really well and hits his receivers perfectly in my eyes. So I had to kind of just go with that team. I mean, Antonio Gates has a suspension. I don't know if it's 4 games or what.
Does he? For what?
It wasn't performance-enhancing drugs. It was like some type of like holistic medicine or something like that. Okay. A lot of people are actually saying that he's doing it intentionally. He intentionally wanted to get suspended because of his age and because he was kind of beat up towards the end of the year last year. And they say that the older players that are beat up like to do these types of things to give themselves
more time
to heal up so they don't hurt themselves and so they can still remain relevant in the league. So I don't know how much truth there is behind that. But, yeah, he's got some type of a suspension there. I think it's 4 games. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't think he admitted right to it, though, which kind of solidifies that other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing was wrong.
Oh, man, I didn't know this
it was
bad.
I don't know. It was like, I don't know if it was vitamins or what. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, Kansas City has a stupid good front 7.
Yes, they do. The only problem with them is that they have trouble actually scoring touchdowns.
They do.
Through the air.
Last year, I'm sure you know this already, but last year they did not have one wide receiving touchdown.
Not at all.
It's unbelievable. They have to this year. Who did they get? They got who from the Eagles? Didn't they get somebody from the Eagles? Did they get Darren Sproles? I don't know. They got. I feel as though they had gotten somebody from the Eagles.
I feel like they have too. I'm not 100%.
Either way, though, quarterback situation there, it's good. I'd take that in Buffalo. I'd take that all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fair.
In Buffalo.
I'd take that. I mean,
no offense, but
let's go right through half the teams and I'd pick their quarterback. But
we won't go there.
But yeah, I think that what really stands out to me a year ago, if we were sitting there comparing this division, I would say, why are we not picking Denver? Because they had a loaded offense, and then the offseason before this past one, they loaded up that defense.
Yeah.
And I could have thought for sure last year they were going to go to the Super Bowl again. Going to be, oh God.
They had a meltdown.
Seattle, really Denver. That postseason game against Indy, Peyton Manning, one of the best quarterbacks, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in football history, looked like one of the worst quarterbacks ever.
Oh, yeah.
In the league.
I think he's just getting up there in age.
It was unbelievable. And then he later on credited it to some type of knee injury or something weak. I didn't see that. I saw just an inaccurate passer. I didn't see him limping. I didn't see anything like that. So, I mean, it's hard to say that. I mean, that was one game. It could have been, but it's crazy to me to think that Peyton's playing like that in the postseason. It's unbelievable because that's usually when he turns it on.
Yeah.
Now,
do you think this is going to be his last season?
I honestly believe this is his last season in the league, especially if that type of play continues.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to try and make it work any longer.
No.
But we could see him come in next season, just be the same Peyton Manning again. That's one game we're basing it on. It's just the last taste I got of him. But I really do feel like he's on a steep, steep decline. And they lost some players, too. They lost, did they lose Julius Thomas to the Oakland Raiders?
No, I think he went, to Jacksonville.
The Jags, yes. I knew it was a bad team. I keep thinking Oakland. I don't know why.
Now, Oakland, you got to give them some credit this year. They actually made some decent moves.
Yes, they got Amari Cooper,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a big fan of Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though that connection could
be wonders. Oh, yeah, we're going to hear that all season long.
And they got our boy out of Buffalo, middle linebacker. What is his name? I don't know why I'm missing this because he's phenomenal. Hold on a second. Why am I missing this name? He's phenomenal. He can stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
We lost to them because of this guy. I tell you. They ran all over us in Buffalo. We lost because of this guy.
And they have Mack.
That's what I'm saying. Khalil Mack. That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, from UB.
Yes, Khalil Mack from Buffalo. Yes.
Yes. I was confused. I was like, who'd they take from?
He can stop the run. He can stop the pass. Like when he sees it's a run, he'll run up there. He'll stop the run. When he thinks it's going to be a pass, he's going to drop back into pass coverage.
Oh, yeah.
And he can still get to the quarterback if he needs to. Incredible player. So, I mean,
he's just going
to
get better.
They have some really talent on both sides of the ball. It's just a matter of not having your staff fall asleep at the combine.
Yeah.
that was not a good
look
for Oakland.
That was their GM, too.
Yeah, that was their GM falling asleep. Yeah, I believe. can't have those types of things.
No.
So, I mean, yes, I do feel as though they're going to at least double their wins this year, I think.
They're going to get five.
They have the ability. 5-6. I put them at 5-6 win range. But anyway, AFC West, I chose the Chargers. Mike chose Kansas City. Let's move onward here. NFC East is a weird one. Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Eagles, and the Redskins. Now, who did you select for this division?
Dallas.
Yeah, as did I.
As much as I do not like Dallas at all. I had to go with Dallas.
You got to. Tony Romo gets way too much flack for how good he is. He's pretty good, but the reason I chose Dallas is because, I mean, yes, we got DeMarco Murray moving from Dallas to the Eagles. Everyone's going to say, oh, the Eagles are going to be so good. No, DeMarco Murray's probably going to be half the man.
Yeah.
Because Dallas has the best offensive line in football.
They do.
And they're not going to do that job for him anymore when he goes to the Eagles. I think you'll see a sleeper, like a fan, for like fantasy fans in the later rounds. You could pick up Ryan Matthews in the Eagles because I could see him being a sleeper because I could see DeMarco Murray not stepping up. He played way – Dallas drove him into the ground like they were going to get rid of him, and then they did.
Yeah.
And so that combined with the fact he doesn't have that offensive line anymore, I don't think he's going to be good. They're going to throw Ryan Matthews out there, and Ryan Matthews is a good running back. People don't credit him enough. He did pretty well.
I almost feel like Dallas is trying to make a point with their O-line right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they can use any running back, then they want to use that as a point.
Exactly. And Darren McFadden got hurt. I don't know if he how long he's going to be out for, but he had suffered some type of an injury. I don't know if it's short-term, long-term, whatnot. But right now, Joseph Randall, from my understanding, is looking like their man, and I could see him come in and actually be pretty good. It's just a glorifier. That offensive line can glorify any running back, and now we'll truly see it. Because right now it's a big question mark. You know, was it DeMarco or was it the line? And we're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to see. Do you see – I don't know how to word this. Do you see – let me put it this way. Whatever running back that Dallas has rushing, if they rush for the entire year, that is, because this will be skewed if they're not. Whoever starts in Dallas, do you see them – having higher or lower numbers than DeMarco Murray does.
Oh, that's
a
hard one.
In the Eagles.
I don't know. I think it's going to be around the same.
You think it's going to be about even?
Yeah.
With that being said, that pretty much solidifies what I said, though. Because there are a couple of nobodies in Dallas, really. I mean, they're in their own right. They're decent enough. A couple of nobodies. And then the offensive MVP of last year. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so Dallas, clear winner in our eyes. I mean, who do you think is going to win this quarterback battle in Philadelphia?
I don't know. Probably Bradford.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to trade Foles for him, you got to have a lot of faith
in
him.
I think he's good.
He's good, he's but just, you're only as good as how long you can stay on the field.
Yeah, he's just very injury prone.
If I'm not mistaken, in the past 2 years, he's started 6 games.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, unless I'm thinking of somebody else that's really injury prone, but...
Did you catch the game last year? Who was it?
It was the Rams?
Yeah, it was the Rams.
Was it versus Denver?
No.
Or versus Seattle?
Jeez.
That Seattle game was very interesting with the trick plays.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was good.
The special teams plays. You think about that.
Man.
I can see the Giants coming into it a little bit because, I mean, Eli Manning is obviously not, I mean, he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. He's not really the player that we've been seeing. Mm-hmm. And now he's got Odell Beckham Jr. coming into his groove. I could see Odell Beckham Jr. this year being a top 2-3 receiver. I mean, I know he's hyped up because of his catch, but you watch him in any other game, he's phenomenal after the catch. He can catch any ball.
He's
the
fast.
Pro Bowl, he was awesome too. And then you watch all these, I think the reason people consider him hyped is because he uploads all these videos of him doing all sorts of sports and things like that.
Yeah.
He's just a freak athlete. But I could see the Giants giving Dallas a run for their money, honestly, this year. It's hard to say that after last year, but it's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP throwing to a phenomenal receiver. I mean, they got to work on some other things around the ball, but.
I just don't think that they've had the talent for Eli lately.
No, they haven't.
They
it's
give
crazy
Eli
to me that
so
people,
much flack.
Yeah, like, he's becoming the new Romo.
Yeah.
And he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. He's a Manning. Blows me away. But anyway, did you think of that game?
Yeah, I'll save it for later, though.
Okay.
Because it's not irrelevant.
Redskins are not even really worth mentioning at this point. Unless RG3 comes in and becomes his 2012 season again.
I don't know. I hope so. Honestly, I like the guy.
He's a good character.
He is.
I like him a lot.
He cares. He actually shows that he cares.
Yeah, he has
a
passion for it, and hopefully the coaching staff becomes better for him this year because
it's either him or Colt McCoy because I saw that they signed him again this year.
Yeah, Colt McCoy.
I thought he was decent in the couple of games that he played last season.
In preseason, I was like, man, he's definitely going to be the starter, and then they still stuck with RG3. They have a lot of faith in that guy. They've given RG3 quite a leash because at this point, most franchises would have benched him and left him.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm hoping that he respects that and becomes his 2012 self again because that's a fun mobile quarterback to watch right there. Another mobile quarterback who's been on the decline.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Dallas. Moving on to the NFC North, we have the Chicago Bears. The Bears.
The Bears.
We got the Lions, the Green Bay Packers, and the Vikings. Who'd you pick?
I picked Detroit.
You picked the Detroit as the sleeper to come in. Matt Stafford is a pretty underrated quarterback in my eyes. He's pretty dang good. And they have a couple good receivers.
Kelvin Johnson, Megatron.
Never heard of him. they got Megatron. They got Golden Tate. Golden Tate's pretty decent. He had a decent couple games. They have Eric Ebron, the tight end. I kind of wanted Buffalo to pick him up just to get rid of Chandler. We got rid of Chandler now, but we didn't get Ebron.
You got Clay.
I'm curious to see what their front's going to look like, their defensive front this year. You guys got Ndamukong Suh and another defensive lineman, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You got, what's his name?
That was recent. That was a recent pickup.
Yeah.
I did have it. And
I thought it was interesting that you guys had grabbed. I mean, it's cool to have him work with the lineman that he's worked with and understands, though.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It kind of scares me a little bit because you mix that with Cameron Wake.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
It's going to be nuts. That's going to be a nice.
But I honestly think I chose Green Bay.
CJ Mosley.
Yeah, Mosley. I feel like there's a rookie with a similar name to that from last year or the year before or something like that. But either way, I chose Green Bay. Going back to we were talking about the Steelers, that trio. There's not a better trio in the league. Other than there's not a better one than Rodgers.
True, but I kind of feel like they choked against Buffalo last year.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Buffalo.
I mean, Buffalo has a very good defense. Don't get me wrong, but I mean it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. I'll admit, if they were on their game, then we would not have won that game. There were some passes that Jordy should have caught, and it would have won the game.
Didn't he drop a couple?
He dropped a very big bomb that was right into his hands, and it would have been a clear touchdown. Like an 80-yard touchdown,
because they don't deflate balls.
And he had dropped it, like nobody should ever do that. And he's one of the best receivers.
Exactly.
But that was just a really extremely off day for that team because, you look at them in the postseason, they really give Seattle Super Bowl winner 2 years ago, Super Bowl enter last year, if you want to call it that. They really give them a run for their money, and I feel like this year in the postseason, they're finally gonna knock Seattle out of it. They're going to finally win that game and then move on. As I said, my Super Bowl prediction is Indianapolis and Green Bay. AFC, NFC. Lacy, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to get a better trio than that in the league. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Watching Eddie Lacy just plow through people. I mean, arguably, I mean, people can argue the Steelers. Statistically, on paper, I would say I think they're better. Aaron Rodgers is definitely a better quarterback.
By far.
But I think people
by far the best quarterback in NFL right now.
I think he is too. I agree with that. I think Bell and Brown, people would argue, are better than Lacy and Jordy Nelson. Matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Judging my eye test, I would prefer to have Lacy and Jordy Nelson on my team, in all honesty. Vikings is going to be an interesting one this year.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Man, he's pretty decent, I think.
Yeah, he is. He's got a decent receiver now. I can't really say
Cordero
much.
Patterson? Who are you talking
about? About him, Wallace.
Oh, yeah, Mike Wallace from you guys, yeah.
I wasn't very impressed with his self-benching. I thought that was very unprofessional last year, but.
Yeah, whatever. It's their problem now.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he can catch the ball.
Yeah. He's got the size. He's got the speed.
We got a up-and-comer on the team again. Adrian Peterson. You ever heard of him?
Who?
Yeah, he's going to be back in there, and he's going to just annihilate things.
Yeah, he is.
He has something to prove now.
He's on a personal vendetta.
Yeah, so I could see them really coming in and just being something special again. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out. It'll be a fun one to watch. The Bears.
The Bears.
Jay Cutler, man. You sign that guy, you pay him money, and he becomes a flop.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable, man. I don't understand it. They got Matt Forte. They got rid of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah,
he went to the place where receivers just go to die. You ain't catching a ball from Geno Smith.
No.
But yeah, I mean, the Bears, I don't think they're even in the question with this division. Okay, so with NFC North, Mike picks the Detroit Lions, and I picked the Green Bay Cheeseheads. So moving on, we're the NFC South. We got the Atlanta Falcons. You're keen to them.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers, which I'm kind of keen to, having lived there. The New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Who did you pick?
I think, just to start off, I think this division changed a lot.
In this offseason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. This was the weakest division last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have paid money to put Buffalo in there.
Yeah.
Finally give us that playoff drought end.
Yeah, the Falcons actually, didn't they beat everyone
for that? What do you mean?
Didn't they make it through?
No, it was Carolina that made it in the playoffs.
Ah, okay.
With six wins. Six wins, they made it into the playoffs.
That's right.
Tampa Bay. They got Jameis Winston. I am not a fan. He's got an NFL mind. He's going to be transitioning better than Mariota because he played in an NFL style offense in college. I hate his attitude, and I feel he might be the next Manziel. If you don't,
I don't know about that.
I think
he's going to be decent. He's not going to be like.
I guess Manziel is kind of a bad. It's a recent comparison. I'd say more along the lines of what Michael Vick did. I could see him pulling a Michael Vick type decline. Michael Vick was a machine though.
Yeah,
in his prime,
he was.
Go play Madden 2007. You ain't picking a better quarterback than him. But I just feel like character issues are really a problem in the NFL right now, because I feel like he's going to get to the point where he feels, hey, I don't really need to work as hard as I should. It's going to come naturally to me. And it's going to come naturally to me because I'm the best there ever was.
Yeah.
Mariota, that's why I'm really high on Mariota. Obviously, I'm a Ducks fan. That helps a little bit too. But he's very driven, and he's very focused, and he's very humble. And I think in the long run, that's going to get him further in the NFL. Tampa Bay Bucks, I think we can both agree, are still clearly not relevant.
They're still rebuilding.
Yeah, I'd have definitely. To say. No, you didn't say who you chose for this division.
No, I would choose Carolina.
Yeah, that's who I chose.
Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, they're solid.
Yeah,
and they're a very solid team.
They have a lot of talent. I mean, they lost
Cam. If Cam's on his game, there's pretty much no stopping.
And they have Kelvin Benjamin. They just drafted a good receiver. I forget the name. They just drafted another really good receiver, though, in the first round. I was surprised by that because they just drafted Kelvin Benjamin in the first round last year. Mm-hmm. But he ended up being very good. I mean, despite their record, a lot of people didn't really pay attention. But he dropped a couple passes. He probably shouldn't have. But he's a big physical receiver, and he's going to create separation on the defensive backfield. So I was surprised you didn't pick Atlanta here, though. Matty Ice.
I know. I want to, but... Their defense is just horrendous, honestly.
It's absolutely atrocious.
They have one of the most terrible defense in the
NFL.
And
all the talent that they have on the offense, they've had long enough to where they should have meshed by now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, they're just going to suddenly all be the best. Yeah.
Well, I mean, their offense is awesome. You know what I mean? It like, really Matty Ice can throw that ball right down the field. Players. They got Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is very good. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then name someone off their defense.
I couldn't even tell you.
I can't either, and they're my second team.
I wish I could. So, NFC South. The Saints. I could see the Saints having a resurgence this year. They got our boy, CJ Spiller. He's going to be working in a bigger NFL-style offense, and I think you put him in space, and he's going to be great. The Buffalo tried too hard to run him up the middle, and I feel like in that scheme, they're going to put him in space, and they're going to have a successful run game finally. Drew Brees, unbelievable last year.
Yeah.
Having won the Super Bowl a few years back, and then just... atrocious last year.
Oh, yeah.
I could see them being pretty decent this year.
I think they'll have a better season. I don't think they'll beat Carolina.
That's why I still chose Carolina as a winner. But I definitely see the New Orleans Saints bringing it back up again. Maybe not making the playoffs, but more wins than last year. Brandon Cooks, another receiver to watch out for, and they drafted last year. Pretty good. Man, last year's receiver class was crazy. Unbelievable how many good receivers came out. Mike Evans as well. Anyway, Carolina Panthers, NFC South, both of us. NFC West, we're talking Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, and the St. Louis Rams. Soon to be Los Angeles Rams, I feel. It's my opinion. So? I think so. Who did you pick for this division?
Arizona.
I can see that defense.
As long as Palmer stays healthy.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, how many quarterbacks did they go through last year?
A lot.
And
this was going back to that game that I was talking about earlier with the Rams
and the Cardinals.
That game was just sad to watch.
In what way?
They both went through their quarterbacks. I think they were both on third string.
That happened to us two years ago.
It was like a field goal game.
When we played the Browns, we knocked out Hoyer, and then they knocked out EJ, and that was it's not fun to watch those types of games.
No.
As much as you hope, knock out their quarterback, it's not fun. It's not. I'd rather see a nice little dominant football game back and forth than just see a couple second-string quarterbacks come in and struggle, you know? Yeah, that's terrible. The Rams went through, four quarterbacks last year? It was unbelievable. It was, and they still were decent. They beat the Broncos. They beat...
Because their defense.
Their defense
Their defense
good.
Consists and they had, of and then first a, and second-round draft picks.
And they had somewhat of a decent run game. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I chose Seattle. I gotta stick with it because I don't understand. What I don't get is how is this team affording all their talent? They're paying, and it's not like they're having people who are like, you know what, I'm on a winning team. Mm-hmm. I want to get another ring. I'm gonna stick around.
No, they all want to get paid.
They're paying them. Russell Wilson wasn't gonna accept anything less.
No,
And they paid him outrageous money. It was like $22 million a year for a four-year contract. Something crazy.
I didn't even see it.
But not only that, they're keeping their talent. Mm-hmm. They've gone to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. When you just keep that talent, you're like, hey, we're set. Not only that, yet, and Jimmy Graham. They get Jimmy Graham. They did trade their offensive lineman that's been opening up holes. Max Unger, I think, is his name. Don't sleep on that loss, because he has been credited as the individual who kind of made... I mean, Marshawn Lynch is beast mode. He's going to plow through people. He breaks tackles like crazy.
Regardless, he is beast mode.
Max Unger was credited a lot to his success. So we could see that trade actually ending up hurting them more than they thought. But having...
I don't think so.
But listen to me. You have Jimmy Graham last year in the Super Bowl. You pass. Could have been a different outcome.
Maybe.
Because he's a crazy red zone target. But hey, I don't comprehend how they're keeping all their
No, they're stacked. It's unbelievable. They are stacked, but... I think they're going to get too full of themselves.
Yeah, they are a very arrogant team. You look at Richard Sherman there. It's a figurehead for the team.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had all those locker room issues last year. I was like, man, this team's falling apart already. But then they made it to the Super Bowl with all the sleeping with each other's teammates.
Oh, geez.
It was unbelievable. You get rid of Golden Tate. what a mess. But I still see him winning, because there's still the same talent, and you mix in Jimmy Graham. Even with the loss, I still am on the fence, though, because I still feel... I just have this gut feeling that loss of Max Unger could create a void where they don't have a run game anymore. And when you eliminate a run game, I mean, I'm not going to say a run game anymore, because Marshawn Lynch is going to get the job done either way. But when you limit that run game, Russell Wilson becomes the quarterback that he actually is, because that team glorifies him. He's not worth the money that he got paid, but he's worth it to the team, because you want to keep the crew together.
Well, the thing is, he does what he has to do to win.
He does.
You know what I mean? He doesn't go above and beyond. He does what he has to do to get the job done. You know,
it's crazy.
I mean?
Every time I undersell, I'm like, man, Russell Wilson's overrated. Every time I do that, he goes into the postseason and he does that last drive in overtime against Green Bay that he did. It's crazy to me. He just bombs it down the field, touchdown.
Oh, yeah, nuts.
It's crazy to me. So I'm not going to sleep on him, but I think when you compare him to other, you put him in another situation. If you put him in Indianapolis where Andrew Luck's been succeeding, I'm not sure you see the same success, because then you don't have a defense to help you out. You don't have a run game. He's mobile. I mean, Russell Wilson's mobile, I'm saying. I just think he's kind of, I hate using the word overrated, because like I said, I always bite my tongue, I stick my foot in my mouth when I say that with him.
Yeah.
But I feel like him wanting best quarterback in the league money when Tom Brady is still relevant is outrageous to me. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers as well, like we said, in our opinion, mm-hmm. best quarterback in the league right now. Accurate, pocket passer, can get the job done. But like I said, what else is Seattle going to do, though? Are they going to drop their quarterback, start from scratch again after going to two straight Super Bowls and winning one of them? You don't do that. You don't do that. So you got to pay the man.
Comfort blanket.
But you give this team... It's crazy because they have their core locked down for 3 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward, yeah, obviously.
Boom.
Just their whole core. Marshawn mm-hmm. Lynch, Russell Wilson, and then, yeah, the Legion of Boom. So don't expect this team to really get bad anytime soon. But you give this team 3 or 4 years, and then you could really see them just fall off a cliff.
Once those salary caps hit.
Yeah, once those contracts end and you can't afford players anymore, mm-hmm. they're going to fall right off a cliff. But anyway, so NFC West... Mike chooses the Cardinals. I went with Seattle again. And like I said, I see Green Bay shaking Seattle in the NFC Championship finally. Because you can't lose twice in three years in a row. I mean,
do you honestly think that Green Bay is going to beat Dallas, though?
Yeah, I do. Because they have that trio. And Dallas has a good line, but they don't have Eddie Lacy. Man, could you imagine Eddie Lacy behind that line?
Oh, ugh. Man.
Machine. Oh, man. But yeah, so that's our division roundup. I think this has gone long enough.
Oh, yeah.
Next, I got a few different topics I want to go into our future episodes, but mm-hmm. I think the next episode, what we really need to hit on, we've hit on it a little bit this year, but but in a more organized fashion, go through all the players who've moved teams and analyze their potential success in their new homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this a little bit with like DeMarco Murray and things like that, but I want to get into depth about my boy Shady McCoy. You know what I'm saying?
Every chance you get.
And you want to go into depth on Dominican Sue.
Yeah.
But as for that, that's going to be the end of this episode. I've been Cameron, and this has been Mike, and this is us signing out.
See ya.